This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hyper RPG's Troll Hunters, the most serious Dungeons & Dragons show on the internet. I know you've seen a lot. There's been a lot of press about Dungeons & Dragons on the internet. This is the most serious one. Forget everything you've heard about any other series.
Oh, yeah. D&D Live 2019 or whatever it was.
No.
Child's play. We weren't invited.
Yeah. Can't even hold a candle up to the seriousness of our show.
I mean, if we were invited, we would have loved to have attended.
I would have turned down the invitation because I would have been, poppycock, child's play.
I was busy that weekend, so I could, us too.
We left.
We left.
We went to a mountain where it snowed.
We weren't invited.
Because we were so serious. I mean,
I went to this cooler convention for D&D that you probably never heard of. So it's
was
like,
it your house?
Yeah.
Did you invite some friends over to play?
Yeah, they couldn't make it this week. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Troll Hunters. We are the most serious role players anywhere in the world, and to prove it to you, we're actually going to give you the opportunity to try and mess with us throughout this show. One time only. We've never done this before on this show. But for this week only, you guys can actually donate to actively troll the Troll Hunters.
Wait, wow. Why would you do that?
I know. I didn't put this past you before. Wow. I should have just said it earlier.
Wow. Malika's trying to... What are you doing?
I'm trying to get their attention.
You could have just sitting in mind.
We're starting a little late today, so things are chaotic.
Speaking of chaos... For $10.
Roll the intro.
$10. You can leave a hashtag review, which is kind of like a
I'm back, baby! Roll the intro!
When I asked Zach not to be a part of this show and he stopped showing up for a while.
I didn't want to be a part of it until you asked me not to be a part
of
it anymore.
And I was like, please don't.
Roll the intro.
For $25, you can leave a little message, like a little messenger pigeon shows up and will spout your funny little message. And if the members of Hackmer laugh tonight based on one of these messages, they will eat a bonzo bean.
What?
It's a disgusting
or boozle,
jelly bean.
Sorry, bean boozle.
That's bean boozle jelly beans.
Yeah.
We can't do peppers anymore.
I didn't buy any.
It's fun.
Also, I would rather do peppers as well.
Absolutely.
No, blame Amir. He said it was better.
Yeah, but that's because he doesn't have to eat these.
Amir doesn't
I
do
eat
this.
The seeds.
How does Amir get to dictate what we have to eat? He's not the person sitting
here.
Dude.
I have some Thai chilies if you like. Oh, I go right upstairs and bring them down.
Just smell this.
Just say the word and I will bring the spiciness. Ew. I will bring the hotness.
She'll bring the heat.
What's the word?
Please.
The
please?
Bird. I can't do that. I would rather eat beans.
Okay. Amir is very... I don't know if you can hear it. He's yelling a lot about how he will not continue running the show if we do not eat the beans. So, moving on. For $25, you can also create a custom NPC that will interact with the players in some way during the game. I will weave that character into the narrative as if it were my own, as if I'd planned it the entire time. For $50, you can create a little custom troll, which is a more combative character, someone that the party will have to deal with in some way. And for $75, you can create an actually troll, which is a troll with a point of view that wants to argue that point of view. And by God, it's going to do it. It's going to get its point across. Never lost a debate. Never once. And for $100, being a GM is challenging for me. It's a lot to keep track of.
We know.
I know. Thank you. It can be challenging sometimes keeping all this stuff. A lot of spinning plates. So sometimes I forget about things. This is where you come in. For $100, you can be the GM for a moment. You can give someone something. You can create some facet of the world. You can manipulate the world in any way a GM would. You can't change anything about a character, but anything a GM would have, I would have the power to do, you have that power. It's that easy.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
How's it challenging?
You ever do bad improv?
Where all the time.
Yeah, we're here, Hyper RPG.
That's my life.
Yeah. Or you ever like tell a story and someone's like, "Nah, that didn't happen."
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
When you're like, especially when it's something cool, it's like I had, but and yeah. you just took it away from me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Roll
that
the
sounds
intro.
Awful.
So, returning back to the magical world of troll hunters. Previously, a lot has been going on. If I can remember everything that happened last week. Silvaria has taken on not only the Hand of Vecna, which has turned her quite evil. She read the Book of Vile Deeds, became even more evil. She now has snake eyes and a snake tongue.
Oops.
Yeah. Let's see. Emmanuel got his powers back. Orifen is back in good graces with Yandala, and also just because Nurgle's dead.
Yeah, Nurgle's dead.
What do I
do? Going on?
Jessica got 3 wishes last week because of the deck. Many things, and one of her wishes was that Nurgle was dead.
Okay. Wait, she has snake eyes and a tail? Or
a snake tongue.
Snake tongue?
There's peanut butter on your microphone. There's peanut butter on your microphone.
Okay. How are you? There. Oh, there is. Wow, that's impressive. I'll fix that, Amir.
We'll fix it in post. So it's been an eventful day. Now, Dolan. Just like really turn it a lot. That's how you... Professional sound people love that.
Oh no, why are we doing the beads? Why are we doing the beads?
Did you just eat one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I laughed.
No one asked him to.
Yeah, no one.
I didn't. Yeah.
Just keep going.
So. Continue on with this incredibly serious show. Dolan has been somewhat aware of the comings and goings of Hakmer. Occasionally, he will hide in the bushes and watch what's going on.
Longingly from a distance.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just longingly from a distance.
I smell something on your breath.
Stop it.
# NPC, the head of TrollCon. The Troll Hunter Convention would like to invite Hakmer to headline their live panel.
Thank you for that. So it's been a tough... How does Dolan feel that you've been gone for so long, they've actually been holding auditions for other rogues? Like, the past 2 weeks, they've had other rogues in here as members of Hakmer.
I mean, it's okay.
The end.
I'm fine. I promise it's okay.
Okay, so Silvaria, you have been doing some research, have you not?
Oh, I've been reading.
Yeah.
I like reading. When you have slits for pupils, you read faster because there's less distance for the pupils to go back and forth.
What are some of the things that Silvaria is very interested in at the moment?
Oh, I'm learning how to turn people into death knights. The whole ritual behind it, it's a lot of fun.
Story in the same book?
It's a lot of pages. It takes 80 hours to tune yourself
to it. No, after you read your book, it disappeared. It specifically says that that's what happens. Hers stays with her.
Wow, okay.
Oh, it's great.
Emmanuel has a halo now.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I know, I've been watching from the shadows. Alone. Just waiting to hear if anyone even asks, hey, I wonder if Dolan's okay.
No one has asked that. No one's brought you up in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah. I know.
So is there a particular thing Silvari is very interested in right now?
Oh, also, if I'm attuned to the book and I'm holding it, I can dominate monsters.
That is true. That is very true.
Dominate?
Yes, is there any monsters out there for me to dominate?
You do...
I would like to put out a call.
There is
I just want to practice everything. This is so much fun.
There's a slight knock at the front gate, and if you open it, you see like a troll, like a hat, and he takes his hat off, puts it in his hand. He's like, "Hello. Listen, I gotta say, I'm a big fan of yours. My name, I run a convention, TrollCon. We got a big show coming up, and I just like, you know, it would be such an honor if you and your party could attend, and I think it would drum up a lot of business. We're kind of a small convention. We're really trying to like make a name up for ourselves. You know, there's a lot of bigger conventions out there, so you know, we just gotta
hush. We'll do it.
Okay, cool. Oh yeah, yeah, great.
Hakpa!
What?
It's just you. Where's everybody else?
He's right here.
Oh.
Eating.
Have any of you seen Dolan?
Never.
Oh, no. I haven't seen
someone
him.
Someone asked about me.
Not in a long time.
I hear it from the shadows.
You're like literally in a dark corner. You're like, I step forward into the light. Yes?
What?
Oh. So that was, I swore I saw a bush fart, but it was just you.
You called for me, I'm...
Right,
here.
Right. Hakma, assemble yourselves. We've missed you and your... Elder.
Really? Because I've been standing in that corner for 3 weeks and no one's even asked about me.
Oh.
We're going to take a trip. We've got an invitation to the TrollCon.
Oh, yeah. If you wouldn't mind attending, like, we are really hurting for guests at the moment.
Why would we go to the TrollCon?
Yeah. I don't know.
We're troll hunters. Why would we go to a TrollCon? This feels like a trap.
Right. Do you want us to murder all your attendees?
I mean, not all of them, but I mean, you're free. I mean, we understand we're trolls. We take our lives in our hand every day. So we understand, you know, there are dangers involved in meeting in any public place.
What are we to you?
You're some of the most famous troll hunters in the world. I'm so infamous. That's the word I was looking for. Infamous troll hunters in the world.
Did you hear that? We're infamous.
Yes, but
is that more than famous?
In what way, though? What do I mean to you in the sense that we kill your kind, and then you're asking us to be attendees at your...
You haven't really killed a troll in months, and...
Really? What have you not? What have you been doing?
That's true. I just facilitate others to kill now. Remember, I promised to be good.
Yes.
I just teleport people and let them stabby stab. Oh, I'm dead.
We're going to have to kill her.
Yes, we are.
What are you asking? We don't want to go to a troll con, do we?
Why not?
What's the pay?
What's in it for us?
Our rates are reasonable. Travel, hotel, food per diem.
Food?
Wait, is there photography?
Yeah, you could
portraits.
Yeah, and you can charge. You can have people like you stand in line for like 3-4 hours to get a photo of you, and then pay like 80
their
troll
own teeth.
Yeah, they rip out their own teeth and give it to you for a photo of you.
I love this idea.
And we get to keep that 100%, right?
Yeah,
there. You at the con don't take any percentage.
We don't take
of
any
that.
Yeah.
It feels a little.
Come on,
weird.
We could have.
Didn't they already
so
pay for tickets inside the con?
Hush.
No, think bigger, Dolan.
# NPC Nurgle is dead. An obscure demigod of chaos wants to replace Nurgle and appears before Emmanuel to ask for his aid in her quest.
You can just do that for $25 on this show.
That was 100.
No, NPCs are 25.
Oh, I was NPC.
Yeah, but it's just an NPC.
We can choose to ignore it.
Okay. Yeah.
No, think of the bigger picture. We could have events themed in our honor. People could, like, dress up as us. And it would be a costume play contest.
Why would people dress up as us, the people who literally kill them?
Well, you said they were infamous.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for fame.
I still feel like this has to be a trap in some way, shape, or form.
It's definitely a trap. Why would we be invited to the troll con?
Exactly. It's like they're gonna make fun of us or put us on display.
I just realized troll backwards is Lord. Oh, Lord. I might start using that to see if any trolls are affected by it. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
It sounds like the three of you are cowards and you don't want to go to this troll convention because you're afraid. You're afraid.
I'm not afraid. I just don't want to hang out with trolls.
Yes, they don't bathe.
They're going to either try to kill us or we're going to have to kill them. Why don't we just avoid the fight?
Oh, did you fart from your mouth again? You really...
We call them burps.
Stop doing that. It smells like fart, but it came from his mouth.
Because it's spoiled milk. I don't even drink milk for years.
That's the worst
one. That's the worst one. We had it twice.
Hashtag GM Dolin is cursed. He appears to Hakma as just the most annoying troll baby ever.
That's how I appear, though. That's not how I am. That's just how I appear.
You just see, poof, and then a tiny little troll baby. Where Dolin used to be.
Dolin?
What?
You just transformed your countenance.
No, I didn't.
You look like a troll baby.
You look like a troll baby.
What? We should...
You look like a troll baby.
Come on, you kind of do.
Dolin, wait.
You kind of look like a
this
troll
is baby. Your doing, troll.
I ain't, dude. I got no power, dude. If I had power, I'd have the best convention in all, you know, all the lands.
You made me a troll baby?
I didn't do nothing.
You're a troll baby
yes.
now.
Need a mirror?
This is why I stayed in the shadows for
hand
weeks.
On my heart. I promise you.
Your heart is in so a very strange
yeah, it's weird.
Place,
it's supposed
sir.
To be the opposite side.
Oh, it's not.
No,
oh.
He's a troll.
Oh, that's true. The
trolls have it in the upper right
the upper
side
right
of the shoulder.
That's why I'm not been landing too many fatal blows.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Well, I don't accept your invitation.
Fair, fair, fair.
I don't like this. I wish we could go. I'm kind of hurt. I could do this.
I guess we're going to TrollCon.
What just happened? What's going on?
I believe she was using her dark speech, which I think all of you have to make a wisdom save against, otherwise you take psychic damage.
Great.
But I will say for this, you can forego that if you just do what she says.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
What's our baseline here?
I think it'll be her spell DC or something on the book, maybe.
Well, this is a good start to the day.
Was it a one?
Yes, it was!
Yes,
and
that's
it
good
was
comedy.
One.
That's
oh,
good comedy.
Oh, I just miss playing D&D with my friends.
I like
oh,
it on D&D.
I miss it.
When you roll ones, that's very funny to me. It's always
yes.
good comedy.
Yes, good comedy. I also love it. It's been so long since I played D&D. Look, I'm back. I rolled a one. Let's be a little troll baby. Yes, so much fun.
Always good fun in rolling a one out of 20. It's a 5% chance.
So if you want to roll a D12.
A D12.
Crazy how numbers are.
Yeah.
Did you roll?
No, I'm just going to do what she says.
Oh.
Because my wisdom is pretty awful.
Eight. Okay, so take 8 psychic damage as you try and resist what...
I guess we'll go to the troll con.
I rolled a 16, but I have to protect everyone, so I'll go.
Okay.
We'll just go.
Let's go. Let's call. Do you have transportation arranged for us?
Absolutely.
Yes,
I got my cousin Gary's got a minivan.
A minivan.
What's a minivan?
Yeah, it's like a carriage. Only
it was
large.
The great prom standoff.
Just love autoplane ads.
Well, let's go sit in the minivan and listen to these advertisements. Huh? Advertisements.
Advertisements.
So when did this become a thing? I don't like this.
What thing?
You just barking orders and us just doing them.
Her hand is very gnarled and mummified.
If life were a game, she'd be the master.
We're gonna have to kill her at some point.
We have to kill her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that we're supposed to kill you?
Oh, I'd like to see you try.
Why are we all still friends?
I don't know. She's kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah. But eventually, we're gonna have to kill her.
I feel like this is an abusive relationship.
Me?
All around.
What are you talking about?
Group.
I've done no evil.
I sat in the shadows for 3 weeks just waiting to hear my name whispered. 3 weeks!
I'm apologize. Let me make up for
it's not
that.
Healthy.
Dolin.
I feel like now you're trying to mind control me or something.
Dolan.
Just stop.
Dolan.
Stop.
There's peanut butter on your nose.
No, can we get in the van?
It pulls up. It's like a carriage, but much larger and much more boxy. And it opens from a sliding bit in the
middle. Wow, that's quite incredible. Yeah.
There's a lot of leg room, though.
Oh, I am curious what ads are going to play in here as you sit down.
I'll shoot in the front. Sit in the front. Okay. Shotgun.
Shotgun. All right.
Where?
Shooty guns.
What, are you shooting guns?
We don't have any, but that is why, you see, in the olden days, back when carriages existed. Wait, where are we? Dear God, does anyone have a shotgun?
No, but I have a magic missile.
You sit up front by the driver with a shotgun. That's why they call it shotgun. You get to shoot anything that comes up to you.
Okay, I like that. That sounds kind of fun.
Are you just having this kind of revelation? Okay.
It's no longer the olden days. The olden days are now. It's always been. Oh, no. Anyway.
Gary.
Let's carry on.
How long will it take us to arrive at the convention?
It shouldn't take much more than, maybe an hour.
All right. So we have about an hour to plan.
Okay. I heard there were going to be ads. Are you giving us these ads?
I don't know where you heard the term ads.
That was a big discussion about 2 minutes
ago. Yeah, advertisements.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it as you got in. I honestly don't know where that came from.
You'll know soon.
Okay.
Soon enough. Hey, man. Does anyone ever make fun of your voice?
I don't see why they would.
Me neither.
Does anyone make fun of your hair?
They do,
all
the time.
Us. No? All of us behind the scenes.
And his height.
And my height.
I've been hiding in the shadows for weeks. They all kind of talk shit on each other.
Are you part of this group?
I don't think so.
No, I think he's right.
Yeah,
how would I be? I don't.
That's true.
Like I said, you hadn't brought me up in weeks. Why?
Well, you know what? I don't need you either.
Can I let you guys in on a little secret?
Sounds like you're going to.
One moment.
# GM Riffin still being on a probational period with Yondella, legitimate child's halflings and returns with a clipboard to make sure he continues to follow her ways.
What? Orphan. Hey, Orphan, I thought we could, we're not,
Who's this?
This is legitimate child Halflingson, your childhood rival.
My childhood rival.
From last, okay.
Yeah, from last week.
Yeah.
Hey, Orphan.
I said I would do no evil.
Yeah, but she invited me. She said that, because you're really up on this Yondella thing, that you would need someone to really stick with you and make sure you're staying on track.
Very cool. Very glad to have you along again. Thank you for helping me get on track. To begin with, I was just about to let the group in on a little secret minus Dolan. Would you like to be a part of it?
Absolutely.
Sidebar minus Dolan.
I'm going to step out the van really quick. Just don't drive away.
I saw him hiding in the shadows the whole time.
What?
I thought it would make him feel better if I didn't notice him. I thought he would think that
he was
good at hiding.
Well, that's kind of good of you to do that.
I don't know. I'm torn about it. Should I tell him that I saw him and he was...
No, I think that would make it
seen.
Worse.
No, he already
or should I let him think that he was good at hiding in the shadows?
He feels bad about himself.
I mean,
don't add on to it.
Honestly, he was better than the rogue we had last week. She was pretty awful.
Well, she did kill Nergal.
She killed Nergal.
I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's the best thing that could possibly happen to this world.
That's a wonderful thing.
I have mixed feelings about
that. It was all I lived for.
Yeah.
Now I live for Yondella.
All right, well...
We're back.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Yes.
I have to pee. I'll be right back. I had too much Mountain Dew.
What's Mountain Dew?
That was out of character.
That was... He was speaking of the dew from
that
the
mountains.
That
means he broke character. Eat a bean.
The purest liquid from the mountains himself. Oh my gosh.
Those
don't,
are the rules.
Don't look over your shoulder.
No, I just laughed at Lucas.
Well, yeah. that's pretty funny,
he
too.
He admits he laughed.
Well, he did just admit that he laughed. Yeah.
Right, okay. Gary, how long have you been a carriage driver?
Oh, this is, I'm not, this is my mom's, I'm just,
It's your mom's van.
Yeah, I'm just borrowing it for the weekend.
That's pretty cool of you. I think that's pretty cool.
Don't look at it. Look away. Look away.
I feel like I'm seeing stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There's a sinisterness in the air. It's almost as if an interdimensional being took off somebody's face and remapped it on their own.
Gary.
Yeah.
So we're going to a troll con. Have you heard of this con?
Oh, yeah.
And is it called Troll Con?
Yeah, it's called Troll Con. We're trying to be the number one place for trolls to gather, talk about trolling people.
There's another con with trolls besides that?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Trollio.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Alright, okay.
So it's a con about
trolling.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of it?
Well, this will be the first year that it actually went. The last few times that somebody's tried a troll con, it has been an elaborate troll con where it just turned out they were just grifting people for money. This time, I'm fairly certain it's real.
Oh, interesting.
So the last troll con was just a scam.
A giant
that
troll.
Seems to make complete sense.
That makes
sense.
Complete sense.
And now we're going to a troll con, not expecting it to somehow be just a troll at our expense.
Right, and if it is a real convention, then we'll be dumbfounded.
Either way, do you plan on just killing all these trolls the minute we get there?
I don't know. I promise I do no evil.
But how is it evil?
Halo
boy. I thought we existed to kill trolls. I thought that was the whole purpose of this.
I don't know if it's unnecessary.
Do we even know our purpose anymore?
I mean, we used to be. What was the H stand for?
Heroes!
The other letters?
And villains!
And
no.
Havma?
Yes!
Heroes and villains making excellent results. Havma! That's
been so
right.
Wrong since I was
no,
a part of the team.
Wrong.
Heroes
that's
and
wrong.
Killers making yes. excellent results. We are killers, but we kill bad things.
Yes, bad things.
I'm feeling a lot of tension between the two of you.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up, but you guys seem like you got a lot of stuff you gotta talk about.
Look, I don't want any villainous stuff happening to this group anymore.
You don't want villainous stuff to happen to the group anymore?
We do villainous stuff, or we've done stuff in the past.
You should talk.
I like this new take of just being an all-around good person.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Even
you.
Without having to go after Nurgle and this halo and everything, it suits you.
Thank you.
I can see now why my sister was so enamored by you.
Well, she's gone, so I don't really have to worry about her anymore.
I'm not worried about it. I was just saying I can see now why she'd talk about you in such a romantical way and share stories about naked bodies.
Why is she sharing them?
Sharing them? That's what you do with those stories.
No,
right?
You don't need to share stories.
Yes, it's called kiss and tell.
Why? Why could you just... Never mind, just go on.
I had a girlfriend once.
Oh, yes, did you kiss and tell about it?
No, it was purely correspondence-based.
That's quite unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Collaborate?
Yeah, please.
It was like a pen pal friendship. You know, I'd send her letters, she'd send me one. She sent me a picture once.
Oh, of what?
Yeah, I mean... Of her.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Go on. What?
And then, you know, it went on and on for a while. It got pretty, like, our letters got pretty intense. I'll tell you.
Do you have one of these letters?
Not on me, I don't think.
You should have
We'd
one of
love
them.
To read one of them.
No, unfortunately, I don't have any on me.
I just wanted to check the envelope. I feel like maybe this is something where his mother, it sounds like he has an interesting relationship with his mother, possibly mailed letters
don't
to himself.
Be so mean. I mean,
yes, girlfriend.
Sure. These photographs of her, were there a certain body part?
I don't want to get all into it, you know. She's kind of a model.
Oh.
But she lives in the north, you know.
Oh, that's a Nordic model.
Yeah, she, that's why you probably have not seen her.
Right.
Right.
Right. She's coming next summer, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Really cool.
If she's not sick again.
Hashtag GM, Silveria is welcomed as the queen of TrollCon and given the Eye of Vecna as a gift.
What? Are you kidding? What?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, why?
Oh, great. You just walked in. Guess what just happened?
Not yet.
Nothing. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. So, why is everybody so upset?
You guys chit-chat for a while, and eventually you do make it to TrollCon. There's actually signs out that say TrollCon. You know, and people, it's like, it seems like it might be a legitimate thing. And you see people, they're like fans. They're holding up signs for Hackmer. There's people dressed in as you guys, as cosplay, as all of you. And like, it's like a lot of people really excited. And then...
costume players.
Are they dressed up as me or James?
They are dressed up as Jane.
I'll take that over James.
Yeah. So they're all like, yeah, you know, celebrating. People are really excited. People are like, and then you see someone is like, I announce the start of the first annual TrollCon by welcoming our honored guest, Silvaria, and her companions.
That's me. They said my name.
Wait, we're your companion.
We're a group.
And you a smaller a smaller troll walks up. It's like, Silvaria, I
don't need blessing.
We want you to have this gift as something that we know that you would really enjoy, and thank you for honoring us with your presence at this convention.
What? Oh.
It's a little wooden box.
What is it? And I unlatch it and carefully open it up.
There is an eyeball in there, but a somewhat shriveled, not super like shriveled, not like prune, but like definitely looks like it's been around, like it's been out of somebody's head for a little bit. And he's like, it's the Eye of Vecna. We thought since you got the hand, you know, we complete the set.
Oh. My dear, dear troll child, and I pat it on the head lovingly. I don't know what to say.
You've doomed us all, you stupid idiot.
You moron.
What?
Come now. We must prepare for a ceremony.
Can I roll some thievery here? Seeing how my other compadres and feeling a little dishonored at this event for... no one even realizing Dolan's not a part of this, and there's just a troll in the group, and just seeing all these cosplays of Jane. I'd like to steal this from her hands and run into the crowd unnoticed, as I am just a troll to them.
Okay. Give me a sleight of hand check, and then you give me a perception check. And then if you guys want to, you can as well. Perception checks.
Nope.
Shit balls.
I'm going to just roll just for fun.
19.
Okay, so right. As you're doing
this, a 3.
A baby Dolan, troll baby, tries to grab at it and goes, eh.
What? No, and I kick him aside.
Yeah. Ow! Damn it!
Well, I better put this in a safe spot before, you know.
You could put it in the trash.
Yes.
No,
burn it.
No, I think it's time.
Throw it in the water.
I think it's time now.
I tried, friend.
You could. Don't.
Is it a left eyeball or right eyeball?
It's up to you.
It'll be a left eyeball.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Use some magic to...
I feel like you all should be trying to do something to stop this.
She will kill us.
Can I steal it?
Like, she just kicked me aside.
Well, actually, no, never mind. I can't do it. I'm not going to do that.
Maybe deep down she knows this is the wrong thing to do.
All right.
Hey, stop. This is the wrong thing. Don't do it.
So you can, it's going to hurt a lot, but you can basically manifest a mage hand to, like, basically just, like, pop out.
Oh, that's right. Mage hand.
Yeah, and literally, like, reaches in and...
and reaches into my eye.
Yanks out her eye. She, like...
Like, I know we've been really busy and all, but I feel like you're working through some things right now.
What a cool con this is going to be.
So, congratulations. You now have the complete set of the eye and hand of Vecna.
Oh, boy.
You feel free to add those to your character sheet, because it'll be listed as one item. But for your just knowledge, you now have you have true sight... which lets you see, basically...
don't need these glasses anymore.
No. You can basically see invisible creatures, objects, automatically detect illusions, all of that stuff. You just see anything.
Everything.
Yeah, anything that's magical, you just see the outlines of it. Like, you just know it's there. You can see through walls like a ring of X-ray. You have a couple of new spells, Clairvoyance, Crown of Madness, Disintegrate, Dominate Monster, and Eye Bite.
Eye Bite? What's that?
Let's see. What do we got for eye bite?
Is it when the eyeball fishes out and it starts biting people?
Let's see. You can see.
I really like this.
Yeah, you can. Someone has to make a wisdom save, and then they cannot. They either fall asleep, become panicked, or become sick.
Question for the GM.
Yes.
Can she see now my like? True form through the magic.
She sees
shit.
She sees the true Dolan-ness of you.
But I knew that you had transformed yourself into a baby.
Yes, but I thought I could at least hide from you. Now you can see me.
I can see everything.
Are we going to go in this con or what's going on?
Yes, let's go to the con.
We're at the con.
Thank you,
Trolls.
Are we
going to go inside? Or?
For bringing me the
eye. Why are you not so worried about this? I feel like this is a huge...
What can we do against that?
I dare you to try to kill her.
Yeah, try.
Yes, try to kill me.
See?
Oh,
you don't mess with someone that says that.
I draw a card.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He's asking for... That's in my bag.
I'm stealing the card out of your bag. It's my only chance to stop this madness.
Maybe you'll get a castle like I did.
Get moon. Vizier.
Oh, that's
actually good. Pretty good. Actually.
If I remember correctly, Vizier is basically you get to ask the universe a question. And let me double check if that is the case. Yeah, anytime you choose, within 1 year, you can ask a question in meditation and mentally receive a truthful answer to that question. Based on that information can help you solve puzzles. But basically, you can ask one question to the universe in a moment of contemplation.
Universe. Are these really my friends?
Ooh. You get, like... Okay, I'm gonna pause it to you. Would your characters consider themselves Dolan's friends?
You going one by one, or?
Yeah.
Starting with me?
Yeah.
Am I friends with Dolan? Is Orifin friends with Dolan? For sure, dude.
Yeah. Orifin seems...
Choose carefully.
Is Emmanuel friends with Dolan? As wretched, as vile as he's been doing the last months. Yeah.
Okay. And Silvaria, what does Silvaria consider Dolan a friend?
At this current point, she doesn't know, but she's waiting for him to become useful.
Okay.
Then he would be a friend.
Then I have my answer. Mm-hmm. I would like to hide.
What is he saying? Why?
I would like to hide.
Okay.
I would like to use the crowd as a distraction. I now know the truth of what I should do. And I would like to slip into the crowd, John Wick 3 style.
Give me a stealth roll.
Good luck.
And while this is all happening, the eye ripping out and stuff, a person walks up to you and
25.
25. You, unless somebody wants to roll, you basically like... disappear into the crowd. Like, someone walks in front of you and you're not there anymore.
Wow, that's a very sneaky baby.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty skilled.
Yeah, so...
What is his problem? I thought we were going to have fun.
You have Vecna's eye in hand.
A man walks up to you, and he's wearing, like, very large plate armor. You're not sure what he's cosplaying as, but it's, like, black plate armor with spikes and stuff like that. It goes, hey, you're Emmanuel, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, I am a big fan. You've probably not... My name's Korn, and I just want to say I'm really happy. I would love an opportunity to work with you. I know you've...
Emmanuel, do you want me to take care of him?
No, he could be cosplaying, so he's probably just cosplaying.
Hashtag GM, another organizer has invited a rival troll hunter party, the Trollaborators, suspiciously looking like trolls themselves, as honorary guests. Oh, and one of them wields the wand of Orcus as a weapon.
A what?
The wand of Orcus. Okay.
What is that? That?
I'm not gonna laugh because I don't know what it is.
Okay. So you see, it's like, our other guests are arriving, and you see another group of adventurers leading in, like more people cheering, like some people cheering dressed as them, there's like, ladies and gentlemen, the Trollamarainers, and you see a bunch of like very hardcore like looking adventurers, but they all seem to be trolls walking out, and they're all decked out, and they've got you know, one's got a flame, and one of them's got this wand like strapped to, like he's a wizard type, he's got this wand strapped to his side, and it looks like a piece of gnarled horn.
And it has a skull on top of it, I do believe. Yeah. Oh, that's metal as if.
Yeah, these guys look very,
oh,
very
metal. They look really metal. I like them. This is really... Are they a musical group? I'm going to approach them. Hello!
Sup?
Whoa, so cool. Are you here to, perform? At the troll con?
I mean, if by perform you mean fucking rock 24/7, then yeah.
Oh, this is pretty cool. You guys are pretty cool. Orphan looks like jealous or something.
I didn't want to be here, but they do seem pretty cool.
They're pretty cool.
Why are we here? What are we doing?
I don't know. It's a convention. Why do people go to conventions?
We're bounty hunters.
You guys are Hackmer, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's crazy that you guys actually stepped out in public today.
Why?
Why?
Why
did you say that?
Why did you say that?
Seems like
you guys didn't get the... Did you guys not see?
Dear God, please be interesting.
Yes, please.
What is it?
Someone put a bounty of 5,000 troll teeth on your heads.
Oh, thank God we have something... Yeah. We can do here. Yeah. Let's figure out who and let's kill them.
Oh, that I like that. And then we'll just kill everybody who is going the bounty.
No,
and then we can kill all of each other, and then we'll kill you too.
No,
you could be my undead slave.
No,
you want to try now?
You want to go?
What can you tell me about who puts bounty on our heads?
I mean, who puts bounties on it? I don't understand the Troll Hunting Guild or who organizes it. It's a very secretive organization.
Can I put the truth of Zone down?
Yeah.
Put it down.
Put a zone of truth down.
No, the truth of zone. It's different.
The truth of zone? Yeah, this is a dope zone. It's a good place for a convention.
So dope.
What can you tell me about this bounty?
It was posted this morning. It's enough money that just about everyone's coming after you. And good luck.
Who's going to pay you?
Whoever the guild. Yeah.
What guild?
The Troll Hunting Guild. The guild that pays all of us. The guild that organized. When you take a flyer off a wall that says "please kill that," those are contracts. Someone goes to the guild and the guild prints a contract and puts it out, and then you take on that contract. Do you not know how your organization works?
No.
No, actually, no. We just go on these random missions and hope for the best if we succeed or not.
Yeah.
We'll go on another adventure that has nothing to do with the previous venture.
Yeah. Which direction should we go to kill someone?
I think standing still works
just
fine.
Just wait for them?
If you want.
Well, they're probably not good at hunting like we are.
No, I have an idea. Why don't I turn you guys in?
Nope.
Yes!
Wait, turn us in.
Tell me, where do I turn in the bounty?
I mean... If you can bring, like, their severed heads to the guild halls, but that then...
So it's not wanted dead or alive, it's just wanted dead or dead.
Yeah, this is enough money that people want you dead. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who you've, like, because you guys have never, like, made all the animals disappear or, you know,
Hashtag NPC, Dolin's number one biggest fan and cosplayer, Troll Babaldi.
Fuck all of you.
It's pretty funny.
I think that was pretty cool.
Troll Babaldi.
I like that name.
Hashtag NPC. It seems out of place, but a tiefling is walking around the troll con. They are dressed in a shabby furry pink costume that resembles a horse with a single horn. This tiefling is fangirling pretty hard at all the trolls cosplaying as Hakma.
Okay. I understood that reference. I think.
I'm still hiding in the shadows, waiting for the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. So, you see a somebody walk by, dressed like you guys turn to look, and you don't see Dolan in any versions. But then you see like someone that looks like him. But then you realize it's just a cosplayer.
Mm. He goes, what if we kill him? Hey, you, come here. You look like Dolan.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure about the armor. I was really, because his cloak is different than this one. It's not the same color. You know, I couldn't get the fabric in time. But, like, I'm hoping for next year I'm going to have, like, a more screen-accurate version.
Run.
Wait, what's your name? No, we're Hakma. Don't you want to meet us? I'll give you an autograph.
Oh, my God. I would love. My name is...
Run.
It's Troller...
Please run. For the sake of all the
Baldy, and I'm just
Trollbar Baldy.
I'm just so excited to meet all of you.
You should go.
Please run.
Trollbar Baldy, how do you feel about laying down your life for our benefit?
No.
Run.
I don't. Is this like RP?
That
are we RP?
Give you a red flag. Run.
Yes, my lady, I would lay down my life for you.
Touch of death.
A finger of death.
Finger
so
of
as
death.
He goes, kneels down jokingly, you cast finger of death, instantly kill him and bring him back as a zombie.
This is great. I love it. Did you see that?
I from the shadows see this. And I'm an absolute whore. And knowing what the universe told me, I realize I need to do something before my true friends are in peril. And I would
Dolan.
To come out of... You can't see me.
Right.
I'm fucking hiding.
I want to say hi.
I come out of the shadows with my dagger from behind, and I jab both into the eye that she installed into her face, the left one, I believe it was. And I would like to jam it in and pop it out and get rid of it.
This won't go well.
Okay, so you are...
I'm coming out of the shadows to do this.
You're going to attack...
Sneak attack.
So you...
I have two daggers and I have two weapon fighting.
I think you cannot remove the eye without killing me. You have to completely kill me.
Also...
Thanks for the tip. I go for a throat as well.
Okay. Give... All right.
Someone is about to die.
Give me a stealth roll.
I was already stealth coming out of the shadows.
Okay.
One of those two.
I'm sneak attacking.
So you're going directly for the eye.
Yes, I'm going for the eye.
Okay, so this is where I have to make decisions because it specifically says it's
DM's cold.
That if the eye of Vecna or the hand are both attached to the same creature, that creature and that creature is slain by the sword of Cass, both eye and stuff burst into flames.
No, he doesn't have any special weapons.
You don't have any real special weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. So I will say give me a damage roll for the attack.
Okay. So damage will be a lot.
Mm-hmm. That side of the table is about to get more sparsely populated.
27. Yes. 27. All right. Silvaria, you feel the pain of these two daggers striking you and doing 27 damage to you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I whisper to you, you've gone too far, Silvaria. This is not the Hakma I knew.
When did you all of a sudden became a good guy?
When I learned who my true friends were.
Well,
who? Oh, us?
Yes. I asked the universe, and I know deep in your hearts, though you'll never say it out loud in front of anyone, that I am your friend. And Silvaria's not, because she's filled with hate and darkness.
He's right, I wouldn't say that out loud.
That is true.
All right. So, you are still alive.
I'm still alive.
# NPC a troll bodyguard that protects Silvaria at all cost.
Okay. So,
you monsters.
I'm just gonna say,
Gorbel Greyblade. Gorbel Greyblade.
That makes a lot of sense because the last time Gorbel was here, he turned evil thanks to the deck of many things.
Yeah.
So as you like, you strike Silvaria. You don't make a killing blow, but then you stand over her ready to make that killing blow, and you feel your hand stop as Gorbel grabs you, and he goes,
I'm sorry, Dora. I won't let you do that.
Oh, he's a good friend. Good boy.
Am I allowed to take my bonus action after attack?
Go for it.
I would any actions? Yeah.
My bonus action after attacking is I can hide again.
Okay. Roll for that.
Okay. That would be a 21.
Cool. You have true sight.
Oh, that's right. God.
Yeah. So he disappears in the crowd, but you could find him if you wanted to.
Toba Baldi. You should go.
Yeah.
Remember how you're a huge fan of Dolan? You should go meet your one true hero. He's hiding behind that bush over there.
So you see just this person dressed kind of like you goes, hey, Dolan!
What? I'm a troll baby.
Dolan, are you in there?
You don't know who I am. I'm a troll baby.
That's such a Dolan thing to say.
Shit.
Hey, I'm dressed as you.
Stop it. Just live your own life.
Wait.
I'm the loser of the group.
I was kind of related to you because, you know, I got picked on a lot.
Shit.
I thought it was nice to you know, someone who didn't let them hold them down. But I guess, yeah, I guess I'm stupid. I guess I'm...
You're a dead zombie working for Savaria. If you really believed in my position in this group of Hakma and what Hakma stands for, you must release yourself from her spell.
I mean, I physically am incapable of
that. I mean, he's undead.
Shit.
I've given you eternal life. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hashtag GM. The annual TrollCon costume contest has been judged and Silverio is the winner. Her prize is the Sword of Cass.
What? What is...
And so... The winner of the best dressed in all of TrollCon is Silvaria!
I love this convention!
She's bleeding. What the?
Yeah, it's
she's
so
just covered
realistic.
In... It's real blood.
Here, have this
She's
sword.
About to die.
It was in my costume. I don't... in my closet. I don't need it. Do with it. Destroy it. Whatever you want to do.
I love this convention. This is amazing. I have a bodyguard, a zombie slave, a sword, a cool new eyeball, and what's wrong with your faces? Why do you look so sad? I thought we were friends.
We have to what?
Stop her.
We have to stop who?
Friends, how do we end this?
I think we did have a...
She's becoming a god.
Yes. I think I had two potions on me.
Yeah, and also as you touch the sword, you feel a connection to it, and you know deep down... You could unmake this sword if you wanted to. Like, you just feel like this sword, you could make it just, like, turn to dust in your hands.
The fuck, GM?
That is really interesting.
Wait, what do you mean?
What's
dust?
Interesting?
That's the only sword that can kill her.
Stop her.
What
is it the only sword that can remove the hand, too, right?
I mean, it's... It's the sword that if the sword killed you, it would also destroy the hand and the eye. Like, you could still die, and those artifacts would remain.
How far
what
am I?
A cool-looking sword. May I try a swing at it? Can I hold it for a second? It looks so cool. Maybe I could hold it.
We need Mr. Piano Pants.
No. It just looks cool. I figured it'd be cool to hold.
Okay.
I agree, but we're not quite there yet.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me hold it.
It's a fine weapon, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's see.
I like the way it swings.
Hashtag GM. He did his best to keep it secret because he was super embarrassed about it, but Vecna's left eye had this super annoying speck of dust he couldn't get rid of. It irritated his eye, causing people to always think he was winking at them. Super awkward.
Yes, I like the way it swings.
And as you're swinging it...
You look really good with that.
You feel like one good swing, and you feel like it catch on something. And first you think you struck something or someone, but then you notice there's nothing there, and you actually cut like a tear in reality for a moment. And then Mr. Piano Pants jumps out.
Oh,
and
hey.
And then you realize it was just... he was just going to do that anyway.
Awkward coincidence. Yeah. Well, anyway, here's the sword.
Oh, thank you.
I'm putting it back.
Well, yeah, you're in the game now.
Oh, great. Yeah, woo, thanks, man. It was getting really tight in that interdimensional woven dimension.
Mr. Piano Pants.
You're looking great
Welcome
today.
To the convention.
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
You just gave her the sword back.
It's her sword.
It's my sword. You didn't earn it. It was a gift from me.
Oh, wow, you got a bunch of new gear. It looks great.
Thank
What's special
you.
About that sword?
That's really sweet of
you. Got such an evil, evil aura.
Is there something cool about it?
I said it was the only sword that could defeat her.
Why are you trying to kill me?
Oh, her?
Yes!
Oh.
Ooh.
Hmm. Not good with pronouns.
That's sad.
Mr. Piano Pants, welcome to Trollcon.
Oh, this is cool. It looks like a good party, guys.
Right, all the trolls maybe, have gathered
maybe
here.
Maybe I could borrow that sword one more time.
No.
Please.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a charisma check.
Thirteen.
Okay. You feel as you pick it up, there is a presence in this sword.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Are you talking to the sword?
There's a deep presence.
No.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm not talking to anything. What's up?
Oh, God.
Not much, you know. have you seen Vecna around or any worshippers of Vecna?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I love killing. But I love killing worshippers of Vecna.
Well, there's one right over here.
Oh, really? That's so interesting.
I was just thinking about killing her with this sword. You.
Oh.
She's a friend of mine.
Oh.
Is there anything else we can do?
I don't know. How evil would you say you are?
None. Maybe like 20%.
Lies.
I don't know if I could do that. You think you could, like, jump it up quite a few notches?
What do you mean?
Like, just like, I'm really into death and destruction.
Uh-huh.
Like, really into it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm ready to be in a symbiotic sword, sentient sword person relationship with someone who's not willing to loot and pillage and burn their enemies just to hear them scream. You
Dolan!
Know?
Yes?
I have something for you.
Okay.
You should hold this sword.
Hey!
Silvaria.
It's my sword.
Dolan's gonna
Throw
hold it for a second. I throw it.
Were you talking to the sword?
Oh, I feel a
dark no, not at all. I was just talking.
Presence in this sword.
Oh, hey, yeah, you'll do.
Oh, hey, what's up?
yeah, you seem like real petty and angry.
Oh, yes, the most.
I can work with that.
Yes, I have deep insecurities.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna exploit those.
Great.
Yeah.
Will this stop Savaria?
I mean, anything would probably stop her, but this will destroy, you know, the eye and the hand.
Okay, that is what we need to do. We need to make her closer to human again. Something that feels remorse for others.
that's stupid, remorse.
Okay, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Everything cool?
Yeah, we're gonna kill a lot of people.
Wait, I thought it was just the hand and the eye.
Well, that too.
Okay, what, read me the fine print.
I don't, you know, it's just, I'm a sword.
Okay.
I like killing.
Yes.
I'm going to help you kill.
Great.
And, if we can kill, you know, worshippers of Vecna and, you know, the last traces of Vecna, all great. But also, like, just random people, too.
Oh, okay, so that's the asterisk, the random people
part.
Footnote there.
Yeah.
Random people.
I would say, you know, if I had to put myself on a spectrum, I hate labels. I would say I'm a chaotic evil sword.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's like, you want to kill Vecna, right? But, you know, it's sometimes you gotta make a deal with, like, evil people, you know? Six of one, half a dozen of the other, you know?
My soul's been through this many times before. Mm. I don't like it. And I have to ask myself, do I think Savaria can keep it together, hold the evil inside? Or do we vanquish it and hope that whatever destruction comes from some sort of alignment with you, sword, will be as bad?
Uh,
I hand him the sword and I walk away.
Okay.
Can I try to intercept the sword real quick?
Sure.
Oh, God.
No. I'll roll for you. I've rolled an 18. 18. Oh, no, so give me a...
Oh, spoiled milk twice! Fuck!
Give me a dexterity check.
Me?
Or
wait, which one?
Dexterity. Athletics? You're trying to grab it faster than he can. Could yeah, athletics. Okay. Yeah. No, it would be acrobatics.
It's a 10 then.
Okay, so... Yeah, so you go for the sword, and you see Mr. Piano Pants grab it and just start swinging it, twirling around, and then
zoink.
Yeah,
wow, zoink it.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, guys, this is gonna be great. I've been cutting off all the faces of these different trolls and wearing them. So let's just cut off some faces with this, and I want to just go to town on the TrollCon attendees. I'm really interested to see if I can like slice a head in half and then jump into that dimensional shift where we have now cut their head in half.
I would say it's going to be harder for you because you don't really control the chaos. You just kind of do whatever. And
then I just want to go to town.
Yeah, you're just going to town slicing.
Mr. Piano Pants, no!
He just goes off in the crowd slicing. You hear, God!
Oh, yeah! Nice! Hey, now you're two people.
Please, I have children!
Oh, man, I'm going to wear your face. Oh, that was fun. I just wanted to do that real quick. Are you guys just watching me?
Can I have... Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever you're done.
I like your style.
What if I... And then, I mean, I don't know.
He really is a great...
What if I accidentally slightly slash... Not purposefully, but I... Oh, no! I accidentally swing into my group of friends that I always hang out with and might stab someone that this kind of affects a little bit.
Okay. Well, no, it affects all of us! He said random!
It's chaotically evil, guys. I just can't control the chaotic evilness.
Okay,
why are we bringing... We're going to kill him.
I'm gonna roll a d4. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to see who he just randomly goes after. 1, so it's going to be Orifin. He's going to swing at Orifin. For a 14.
Can I block it, though?
That hits.
Yeah, you can attempt to, like... Okay. Yeah, you can force me to have disadvantage. Yeah, and that's a 4. So he comes after, he's like...
Whoa!
He comes, like, he's, like, dead to rights in at you, and, like, before it's about to make contact, you know, you see Emmanuel's shield just like...
What is your problem?
Sorry, man. I lost control of this sword. It just really made me want to... just wanted to swing it a bunch.
Yeah. You see one of the heavy metal what is their name, the trollaborators, like, man, if you would have just followed through, you could have made like 5,000 troll teeth.
Oh man, all right.
Sidebar. Yeah. That sword, it can defeat Savaria, but at a great cost.
What cost? How much?
Didn't you talk to it as well?
Mm-hmm.
Were you listening?
No.
God damn it.
Not at all.
No, why are they all white?
It asked if I was evil. I said no, so I give it to you.
Dead fish is so bad.
Oh, yeah, that's... Ew.
Oh, what's the...
Smelling.
Juicy bear.
What's the tasty white one?
I've not got a bad one yet.
Oh, no, this is bad. Oh, no, it's not.
It's coconut.
Coconut.
Oh, it's coconut. Yeah. I just naturally hate coconut.
It sounds awful. Sorry that you have to eat the coconut bean.
So white.
Yeah. I think he has it the worst of all of us eating coconut.
Yeah.
It
said it was evil, so I gave it to you.
Yes. It's trying to kill a lot of people. It wants random deaths. We can defeat Savaria, but at the cost of many innocent lives.
Oh.
We have to abide by it? We can't just swing without abiding by it?
I don't know.
What if I just killed her regularly?
I guess that's an option, but...
But then she would kill me if I failed.
Well, yes.
Pretty low to what?
She's heavily injured, yes.
She's heavily, yes, but what if she points it to me?
Maybe you just need to earn her trust and get in close.
Silvaria.
Well, while they're doing this, Sidebar, can me and Silvaria be hitting up one of the con, like, dance parties?
Yeah.
With the sword, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, this sword gives me the best moves.
You guys are trying to get to one of the nicer parties, but there's just a crowd of people, and you're just like, ugh. And you're about to, like, finger of death them, and then Mr. Piano Pants is like, I got this. And it just starts literally, like chopping through jungle overgrowth, just, like, chopping through people to get through to get where you're going.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, but we're closer in line. Oh, great. Oh, cool. Yeah, there's my ID. Here
Mr. You go. Piano Pants, you're so good at destruction. Are you good at healing?
I don't think at all, no. No, I never really heal anything. We'll Unless, see. Well, you tell me, I guess.
No. Hashtag NPC. A bard named Troll Pistol has a song for his idols in Hukma.
Nice.
Troll Pistol.
I have to pee again. Just so you guys know.
Thank you.
I want to throw up. I actually want to throw up.
And as you guys are going, there's a you notice a tiefling who's dressed in a unicorn onesie, and he's like, oh my god, Silvaria, I'm so excited. I love Hackmer. I love it so much.
And I love you.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. No. No. No, I can't. You make me want to be evil. You make me want to be evil. Like, I've been fighting against it because people are like, oh, tiefling must be evil.
Oh, but I know how it feels, but the rest of Hackma don't know that if I don't commit an evil act every 10 days, I will die. I am bound to this situation.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
That's
Mr.
Horrible.
Piano Pants. My friends don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I have
they
to
They don't
do,
appreciate yeah, see, me. I think they're plotting my death right now.
Oh, that's so sad.
Dolan, do you see this? I'm like bled out.
Oh, that's horrible. You know, you, me, and this tiefling should just go dance it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you need help? I have, like, I'm not super powerful, but I can help a little bit, probably.
Well, that
whatever
sounds
you
great,
want
man.
To do.
That sounds great. Whatever you can give.
Sure. Here. And he, like, just... So it's okay. And he touches you.
Can I intercept it?
You're not with them. You were having a sidebar while they went off. Okay. And he's going to heal you for 8 damage.
That was
sorry,
so nice of you, tiefling. I'm sorry. What's your name, tiefling?
It's... I don't know.
It's Best Forgotten.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, got it.
My name is nice Best Forgotten.
Nice to meet you, Best Forgotten.
Best Forgotten.
Yeah.
What I'm going to forget that name.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to... It's not remarkable at all.
No,
in
very
any way.
Unremarkable.
So, are you collecting faces?
Oh, yeah, I got tons of faces today.
I see that.
I brought faces. These are just two little people killed over here at the con.
That one had a hat on it.
Yeah, look at it. It was just, it was a con hat. It's like, man, I'm a stupid dude who paid to go to TrollCon. Psh, you never go to a con the second year. That's a stupid idea.
Mr. Piano Pants, you are interdimensional being. I have this situation where I have the power... from Vecna, because I have the hand and the eyeball and everything. However, it keeps... Sometimes I think I'm Vecna, and sometimes it's talking to me. Can we... Do you know how to make it shut up?
Well, I think...
I just want to be Silvaria mm-hmm. with powers,
yeah.
not Vecna wearing Silvaria's body.
Yeah.
Because well, it's starting to become
I
that.
I think if you just really listen to the Vecna in yourself, then you'll find your way. You know, that's how I found my piano pants.
All right.
I'm
going to try very hard to listen to Vecna. I'm going to look at my own hand and maybe read my palm.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this all-seeing eye.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You kind of think, you sort of meditate on this for a bit, and then...
Piece of dust still stuck in it.
Yeah. You find yourself, like, sort of in a white room... with yourself and Vecna, and the two of you occupy this room, but you're always struggling for like dominance over your body's action. So it is possible that you could force Vecna out if you really tried.
Vecna, can you tell me why your eye and your hand continue to exist? Live beyond you.
Because I am the great Lich God. I told them I would live on. I would never let them kill me. I would live forever, and I have. People have tried so many times. I always come back. Always. Always.
And because of people like me.
Yeah.
What would happen if I just stopped killing people?
I would...
get bored?
Yeah, and then I would destroy your mind from the inside and take over your body.
Note. All right, and inter-psychological vision and spiritual communication lines. Goodbye.
Oh, Suvaria. Yeah, you were convulsing while standing and talking to yourself.
There, I was communing with Vecna.
Oh, you were talking to the actual Vecna inside.
Vecna. Vecna.
Ah, nice.
I think a Vecna is some kind of mathematical formula I've never heard of before.
Vector, yes. Yeah, I see. I screw those up all the time.
Yes.
So are we doing this talk like we're all dancing club?
Yeah, you guys are like talk walking, exploring the convention center.
This
so
is a cool
the three
convention.
Of you, what they walked off in the kerfuffle when you were having a sidebar.
Do you want to have the sword? I like you.
Oh, I think that, you know, I don't have any special weapons, so I'll happily grab that sword.
No, he still has it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you.
Or I'll happily keep that sword.
That it's a gift from me to you.
Now, when it's
not Vecna, Silvaria.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. When it's when it's chaotically evil, does that mean that like I can't control it?
No. It's a sentient sword, and its personality wants to do bad things.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Black Staff has been kind of lonely. Maybe they could talk to each other.
They have like a play date. We should go put them in like an umbrella rack together.
Let's go do that right now.
Okay.
Blackstaff.
Yeah.
Remember how I asked you if you were lonely or if you wanted friends or anything?
Yeah.
I met another sword. I think it can speak or something. I haven't heard it myself, but here. Well, like a blind date.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And can I talk to my sword real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, homie, I know we just met, but I'm going to set you up with the hottest staff around town.
Into it.
You're like, yeah, I figured you'd dig it. Chaotically evil. Gotta live that chaotically evil dating life, bro. Mm. And then I want to just, like, throw the sword into wherever, like, a umbrella rack that was perfectly placed wherever I throw it.
All right. All right, so you place them together, and because I don't want to spend the next 20 minutes having a conversation with myself, we'll just say that they talk
for
a while.
What did they say?
Yeah.
Yes, what did they say? What's the outcome?
So you're a staff? It's like, yeah, you know, it's a thing. Cool. I would say that they talk for a while. They don't really hit it off. They don't have a lot of common interests. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you're like when you're like, oh, these two people, they should be perfect together. And you're like, they know that you two want them to make it work. So they like pretend like they're having a fun time. But they know they both are very clear. They're not going to want to see each other again.
Oh, Blackstaff, how was your date?
You know, good. Good. We'll see.
I don't meet a lot of legendary sentient weapons.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's hard, but I'm trying for you.
No, I appreciate it.
For
I appreciate
you.
I was. Thank you for looking out for me.
Yes, yes.
Yo, bro, so did you get in that sheath, bro? You get all up in that sheath?
No, I
You yeah. sheath it?
No, I... That's...
No?
No.
No? Well, sorry, bro. Next time.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah, you got it, bro. We're going to hook you up with sheathing!
Mr. Pan and Pants, you're so much fun. Can you help me convince the rest of Hakma just to be a little bit more, I don't know, embrace the bad side?
Yeah, totally. I'm all about the
chaos. Okay, let's go see our friends.
So you guys are maybe looking for them, trying to figure out what happened, where they disappeared to. And it's hard with all the crowds, and you do get stopped a number of times by people. And then one time, you see a bard walk up to you and goes, oh my god, you guys are Hakmer. I am your biggest fan.
They are. I'm just a troll baby.
Oh. I'm your biggest fans. And can I just say, I wanted to sing you a song that I wrote about Hakmer. Hakmer, Hakmer, it's so lovely to meet you.
So lovely to meet you.
Hakmer, Hakmer, I can't wait to defeat you.
To defeat you.
Hakmer, you're going to die by my very hands this night.
This night.
Hakmer, your end is nigh, so be prepared. You're gonna die by my hands. You're gonna die by my hands. And he pulls out a sword, and he just starts running at you, Emmanuel. Ah!
I just grab his hand, his wrist.
Yeah.
Just to stop him.
stop.
You didn't have to roll for that or anything? What a badass.
Just stop. Go home.
You're a bard. Like, this is embarrassing.
No, this is a payday for me, okay? I need this money. I got an album coming out.
You're going to get yourself killed, bard.
Go home. Let me take the sword.
Yeah.
Go home.
Can I have the sword back?
Can I just tap him?
Stop. Okay, sorry.
Go home.
Okay. He just, like, mopes away.
As he's moping away, I want to stab him.
You're not there!
Oh, we're not there yet. Yeah. Whoops. Can he pass us as we're looking for him?
I mean, he may have. You wouldn't know that. Him from Adam.
I just want to... Okay.
You can just randomly stab people.
Yeah, as I'm walking back, I want to just randomly... Shah!
All right.
Stab!
I'm going to roll a percentile dice. I'm going to see what percentage you got. What are the chances? 48. No, you didn't. You stabbed a lot of people.
Okay, great.
You weren't sure if... Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm aiming for babies.
You know, this show's so serious. Roll the intro.
It was the Great Prom Standoff of 1994. Three guys, one girl. And what was at stake? Prom.
Okay, guys. I think I've made my decision. I've decided to take...
Chloe was about to make a decision that would dominate the gossip cycles of New Bronson High School for at least the next 5 to 10 school days. So basically, forever. Who will she pick? This is our version of a story we found on the internet, so it's probably true. Sort of. This is Taco Tales. The year was 1994, and back then, the internet was called TV, and it looked like this. Weird, right? And everybody at New Bronson High School hung out at this Taco Bell. You had the future fantasy football players, future tech millionaires, and several guys who will one day start a ska band.
Oh, hey, Sam.
And that is Sam. And this is called foreshadowing. And then, of course, there was Chloe. She was the it girl. Head cheerleader for the debate club, captain of the science team, and the girl I always wanted to be in my 90s sitcom dreams. It all started the week before prom.
Hey, Chloe.
Oh, hey, Kenneth.
You know about the periodic table of elements?
Yeah.
You hear that they're wrong? They had to redo them, and then they spelled out Willie, you got to promo with me, Chloe.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. They didn't do that. I did that. I'm asking you to prom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, cool. I forgot something in my locker.
Sophomore, seniors, me, Todd the Bod.
I got something to say. Chloe, I came a long way, all the way from the locker room.
Yeah.
You, me, the prom, stretch limo, my dad's fresh lake house for the party.
Didn't you break your leg at last year's party?
Broke it right in half. It still clicks when I play. I've got a lot of hormones going through me right now. I love you so much.
Listen, that love is a strong word. You should...
I'm strong. I can do 50 push-ups in about a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
I take that as a maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Maybe!
Hey, what's up, Chloe?
Oh, hey, Dirk.
I heard you got no one to go to prom with yet.
Nope. Nobody.
Your luck's about to change. I call myself the Chloe Prom Project. Chloe, let's go to prom with me! I'm a bad boy. I was the one who pulled the fire alarm.
Let's go, Dirk. Back to detention.
Chloe, we can borrow my dad's scooter.
I'll think about it.
We can drive it with no hands.
And it all came down to this. It was decision time.
Okay, guys. Thank you guys so much. I've decided to take no one. I'm going solo. I'll see you guys at prom, okay?
But Chloe wasn't through making decisions.
Sam, what is this?
Oh, snap! And that is how you foreshadow, because Sam had been there the whole time. And he knew the first rule of romance. It's not about what you're into. It's about what she's into.
Would you go to prom with me, Chloe?
Sam, I would love to.
She doesn't like brains. She doesn't like brawn.
She doesn't like music.
Maybe she likes...
poetry?
Let's try it. Should we try it again?
Nobody likes those things.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I think we all learned something about love in high school. Anyway, next time on Taco Tales.
I'm super famous. I'm a rock star. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. I'm here for the nacho.
Wow, that looks exciting. Tune in next week for more Taco Tales. Hit the like button if you liked the episode, and click the bell if you want more. As always, have a good one. It was the great prompt.
What is this show? You scared off this bard. The two of you have finally rejoined your friends. Orphan said he was going to the bathroom, and it's a convention, so he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, he definitely went to poop, not to pee.
Can I, as I walk up, can I be like, oh my god, a troll baby! And then try to run up and punt the troll baby?
Yeah. Give me in. Well, give me. I will say you'll get a shot at him. An 11, that won't be high enough. I mean, he only appears to be a troll baby. Yeah. He's a full-sized man. So you kick
that, that's stolen.
Oh, wait, no, I don't believe you. And I want to try to like physically pull his teeth out of his mouth. Be like, what? Give us your currency!
Well, he's a baby. He doesn't have teeth.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
I grab him by the dick and squeeze.
Oh!
Okay. Give me...
Feels so good.
Let's see. Give me... No, I mean... Give me a strength save? Yeah, strength. In my career as a GM, I never thought I would have to determine how...
17.
How we roll a dick grab.
While he's grabbing the dick, I would like to do something.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I would like to grab the sword and chop his hand off.
Oh. Okay. So roll me 2d6 as you crush his weenus.
4 total. 4.
So you take the sword and attempt to strike. Give me an attack roll.
Against my...
armor class.
Great.
Ooh, 16.
That hits.
Plus whatever my attack thing is.
Yeah. Okay. There's no.
It's me, Dolan.
Okay. Well, thank you for grabbing Dolan. Sorry about the mix-up.
So you pull your hand back. His hand is still. Because
the muscles tense up, right?
Yeah, the muscles tense up, so it still
it's
grabs
just
you.
It's just a hand on his dick.
I can work with this. I'm good with this.
You're welcome.
I want to just put my pants. I'm putting my pants down, and then I'm pulling them up over the hand.
Okay.
And so now I'm just like, I mean, I don't know how I maneuvered that. I kind of just like held it in place. Like when you're trying to change your sweater, and you have an undershirt on.
Well, it's hard because he's grabbing it through the pants.
When you're trying to change your sweater, but you have an undershirt on.
And you put the sweater under the shirt, you know? You've never had to do that before? Or like in Zoolander where he pulls his underwear out.
I really appreciate this elaborate...
Sure. We'll just say sure.
Great. Oh, and back to my booger. Con jam.
Oh, booger.
Fun times at the con.
Oh. Are people just walking by all this as this is happening? There's nothing...
You just watched... Dolan get his own.
I just chopped my fucking hand off. What are you gonna do about this?
Can I heal him? Can I?
No! I got this. I got a present for you. Here. And I opened up the box, but it's my hand because
OG old hand.
Don't do it.
What is this?
Don't do it.
You
don't do it.
My hand
no,
off.
My hand's better.
No, don't do it.
Fuck you!
Don't do it.
Don't take it off his dick. He's really enjoying that.
Give me the hand. I can heal the hand back when you're. Yeah.
No, he really likes the... Don't take it off. He's having such a good time with it.
I'm going to go and grab the hand off.
All right.
You yank the hand off. You have to reach down his pants to do it.
That's fine.
Okay. So he just walks up, reaches his hand down your pants, and then takes the hand off your...
Oh, my gosh.
Before he bleeds to death, I'm going to try to attach him and heal
him. Yeah. All right.
Why would you do that?
There's
you could have took it my hat.
There's a flash of like searing heat around your wrist as your hand reattaches. It feels weird, like you slept on it weird. It's all tingly at the moment, but it'll slowly go away.
What?
Soon you're going to have your full functioning in your hand. Your hand's been reattached.
Okay.
Sufaria. Why?
Yes. He You think you would just let anybody just grab anything at will? I was defending Mr. Piano.
Yeah, no one's tried to turn him back into not a baby. I mean, anyone could have fallen for that who doesn't have true sight. You know?
What?
Is that,
we're troll hunters.
Is there a piece of dust in my eye?
I'm surprised you guys aren't killing all these other people at this con.
But they haven't done any wrong.
Has that ever made any difference before?
Mr. Justice, you haven't done anything wrong.
I'll tell you who's done something wrong.
Oh, yes.
You guys have done something wrong. Trying to put two sentients, a sword, and a staff together?
Oh, no, no, you shut up. Love is love.
No, a relationship should not be between a sword and a staff. It's ungodly. The gods do not approve of such unions.
Wait, what god are you talking about?
All of them.
No,
name me one god that's like, oh, yeah, sentient weapons should get it on.
Nurgle.
Name one.
Oh, wait.
Name Nurgle? One that's not dead.
Ah, my bad.
What was the other demigod? What his name was?
Korn.
Korn!
That? Yeah. Yeah, Korn. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be a big deal someday.
He's a different... Oh, God. Please don't let him come in here. Why would you make these judgments over, made-up gods?
What? She chopped off my fucking hand. I don't...
Hey, it's back. Why don't you...
That's what swords are for. Chopping off stuff. Not being in relationships with magical stuff.
She's gone too far.
While they're all bickering, can I be like, hey, guys, they got final figures of you.
They do.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Look at that. Oh, they have each of you. They even have one with your hand. Oh, they have one of me with your hand cut off on me. That's amazing how quick they make those.
20 copies of myself.
Okay.
Yes. How much are they?
Well, these ones are kind of hard to come by, but I guess for Silvaria, you could just take them. These ones are, this one's actually my favorite. It's a misprint. It actually has the hand of Vecna on the other hand.
Super rare.
Yeah.
You can keep that one.
Oh, thank you.
I will take 20 of them of me.
Hey, are we done talking about how you are causing a blight on our society?
Dude, go home.
No.
It's your opinion. You can say whatever you want.
Do you want me to kill you?
Are you trying to suppress my opinion? Am I not allowed to have an opinion?
You can, but
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
You can have an opinion.
You don't have to listen to it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed to talk.
Trollsbaldi, will you take care of this imbecile?
He goes... Sure. And he just starts grabbing him and like tearing him, like ripping out his throat with his teeth. Just like a zombie's like, ah, he goes, ah, and then like he's just tearing out pieces of him and eating him.
Wow, that's great. You're going to be very useful. I see your future.
He goes like nice. This and his thumb kind of like falls off.
That's unfortunate. Are you hungry?
Always.
I'll find you more bodies. You're making a face. I'm not quite sure what it is. It's like
you guys
tired
have pretty,
or annoyed.
Pretty lame faces for being at such a cool con.
I know. Lighten up. Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, we could learn so much about the enemy at a con that's all about them.
We are learning a lot about the enemy.
You seem to just be having a bad time.
# NPC a troll wishing to compete with others giving Silvaria gifts decides to give her a ring that looks like the Ring of Wizardry. It is called the Ring of Bureaucratic Wizardry.
Silvaria, I know I don't normally do this.
Wait,
but
who are you?
I'm just a fan. And it's just, you coming out here was such a big deal for us, and I just want to give you this ring that it's been in my family for a long time.
For me?
Yeah.
How could I succeed? Oh. Well, if I must, I will accept your gift.
Oh, thank you. It would really mean a lot for me if you could just have this.
Well, thank you. And I put it on the human hand.
Okay.
Oh, was I a human? I don't know anymore. The non-Vecna hand.
Okay. So I'll try to figure out what that does. I see a hat of wizardry. So it just gives you, we'll decide what that does, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm just having a good time right now. I don't know how to use
nice
anything.
Fancy ring.
While she's buying her vinyl figures, can I be like, and look, guys, they even have a Jazzy Goat fan club. Oh, my gosh. This place loves you guys.
I love it. Oh, my God.
How did you not have
And that
time?
Vinyl figure, it comes with a little vinyl, castle too, because I own a castle. Everybody, I own a castle.
Oh, wait. They only seem to have vinyl figures for your brother and your sister? Do you guys see it? Is there another?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where are the Dolan?
They're out of
Dolan. Where are the Dolan?
There's a printing error.
Oh.
What happened?
We didn't make any Dolan ones.
Ooh. That's fine. I'm not really a part of the group.
Dolan, what would make you happy? You seem so sad.
I want you to die.
Why do you want to kill me? I can't let that happen,
evil.
You know.
You've gone too far.
You're not the Savaria we...
What are you talking about? I was not...
You know what would make me happy, Savaria?
What?
Give up all of your treasures and be the Savaria we once knew.
Wow, Dolan. And can I say wow, somebody? Dolan, at a volume that I'd say it's loud enough that any bounty hunters in the area might hear that name exclaimed loudly. I'd be like, wow, Dolan.
Somebody
I'm not even a part of the group.
Jelly.
No one even knows I'm a part of the group to even
somebody
hunt me.
Somebody sounds jelly.
I'm not jealous.
You sound jelly. I'm not so jelly I could spread you on toast.
You're ooh crazy.
I'm not crazy.
These items are messing with your
what
head.
Are you talking about? You three are one to talk. You guys are getting it on. I've never had a partner. I never found love. The whole time supporting your adventures, your conquer. You know what? You should be grateful that I allow you to live in my castle.
I pull from the deck.
Okay.
What are you doing? That's my...
Oh, wow, man. What are you doing in there?
You know, I could chop that hand off again.
The Fates.
Oh, the Fates. All right. The deck of many things. The Fates. It's got to be something really fun. Let's see. Reality's fabric unravels and spins anew, allowing you to avoid or erase one event that happens. You can use this card as soon as you draw it or any time before you die. So you can basically just think of any event and nope it.
I don't know the history of what led us to this moment.
All right, what do you want to ask?
You can
what?
Always do your brother's
hey,
birth.
Question. When did she first become like this?
Well, we had to go to a bank to steal some artifacts or get some artifacts with the other rogue that was here. I forget her name. But there was two books. There was one for good and one for evil. I took the good one, and I unfortunately gave her the evil one. I didn't know what was in the book. But yes.
What was the book?
It was the book of, I don't know.
Can you roll to see if you remember?
Sure.
Yeah. And what
give
about
me
the
a
roll?
History.
Okay. It is a 23.
It's the Book of Vile Darkness, obviously.
Book of Vile Darkness.
Yeah, all of you, I had to rob a bank. There were two books. And then a severed mummy hand in the bank vault that you all took.
Right. Who are you, by the way?
I'm telling you, this is the information
you're
remembering.
You were being a character.
That's
okay.
The GM. Okay. The almighty lord.
Eric, I've been doing this show since November.
His name's
I've
Eric.
I've been bamboozled. Oh, God.
But yes, that's what happened. And then all hell broke loose. Granted, we got a lot of troll teeth out of it.
You got a lot of troll teeth out of it.
But it doesn't matter at this point.
So, between you and me.
Yeah.
You gotta finish it.
I think this is milk.
Oh, it's pear, okay.
Between you and me. If I were to
taste like
reverse time in a way, remove something from her past, do you think that if I took that book from her past, this dark path that she's gone down will erase itself?
Yes. Most likely, yes.
Most likely. What if she's had this evil in her all along? And it only is one step in a great many steps that led her to who she is.
She was trained by a sorcerer that was a troll. And even though the troll was good, I think, we can still rewrite it.
DM? Yeah.
I would like to use the card to rewrite that moment. It wasn't a book of vile evil that she drew upon and read. It was a book of nursery rhymes. Of good, positive nursery rhymes. Not those old, ancient shit that scare the crap out of children and actually fucks kids up. But of, like, roses and flowers and petals and niceness and all good things.
So you want that one book to not be the book that she... That
yes,
she
but a book,
read.
But a book of.
But DM, I want to clarify. This is like opening a can of worms. But time change rules?
Is
it going to create a completely different character that's beside us, or is it going to create a separate timeline?
Wow.
I just wanted to get it out there, opening a can of worms. Okay. Are we going by Infinity War rules?
So, you want the book that one of the books that was found that wasn't his book to be just child's nursery rhyme.
Well, her book.
Yeah.
The book
that
she read from that changed her into what she is now to just be a book of children's nursery rhymes.
Okay. So, you feel deep down like your memories shift. You weren't there, but you feel like the change in everything. The book that you found was not the Book of Vile Darkness. So, Zavaria, you no longer have snake eyes or snake tongue, but you still do have the Hand of Vecna, which you chose to cut off your own hand and put on you well before you read the book. And
what
the
fuck, man?
And the eyeball.
Yeah, and you were given the eye when you showed up here.
You asked me about the book.
I asked you one letter down this path.
It was the book,
not the hand?
Do I hear
this? I don't think it was the hand. It was the book.
Dog, I've been watching from the void the whole time. That's the evil thing that started it all
off. If you said, what the fuck, he would have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
What are you so upset about?
I thought you were going to pick a card or something. Did you do that?
Did you steal another card from the deck? Did you change something?
No. Pull. I will fix this.
I want to snag it from
this.
A
damn.
You cannot snag it from, but you can pull one yourself.
Okay, I want to...
Ruin. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to pull one after him.
How much money did you have on you?
On me? None. I got taken away a long time ago.
Yeah, this doesn't affect you because I think this already hit you.
Yeah.
You found a nice shiny penny and it's gone now.
I want to see that penny disappear. Be like, whoa, those cards are cool. I want to take one.
Okay. How do you want
it? I'll just run over real quick.
Okay.
Choose one.
How you want? Pick up. Okay, Mr. Piano Pants, high or low?
High.
Okay, I'm gonna be kind of an asshole.
What are you doing?
So he got Key, which is a rare or magical weapon which you are proficient in appears in your hand. It's weapon. I was going to give you the Book of Vile Darkness, but it specifically says weapon. So you get the magical mandolin from so long ago. The magical sentient mandolin shows up in your hand. A mandolin.
Oh, mandolin. Oh, I feel like I met you in another
returned.
Life. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, and your strings feel so good.
Yeah. Now find me another sentient weapon so I can get it on.
Oh, I know the perfect sword for you. And then I want to tell my plan. I want to spread the plan and see if we can work it out. You know, kind of coordinate it.
Oh!
Yeah, so...
Well, there's a staff and a sword. Which one do you...
I think, could we maybe, you know, make a mess around... Mandolin,
with
All
right.
Yeah, he gives, he takes, he's all about it.
I point the sword and I stick it into the ground next to the mandolin.
I wanna pick up the sword and then like put the mandolin on the floor and then just like stab them together and see if that makes any sort of like explosion. Maybe we get a cutscene.
You opened up the multiverse.
Oh.
Mysterio shows up, but it's Rey Mysterio, the wrestler. Booyaka booyaka 619.
Booyaka, booyaka.
So you stab it in there, and then you just hear the sword of the mandolin go, "Yes! We are complete!"
# message: the ring of bureaucratic wizardry is a cursed ring. It gives the wizard a quill and paper so that the wizard has to fill out triplicates of paperwork explaining the spell and why they wish to use it before using any spell.
Okay.
Oh, that's the explanation for the ring.
Yeah, which you have not attuned to.
Right.
And you... Actually, no you have an open slot now that you don't have the book. But, yeah, so as he stamps those into each other, you see
you notice again, there's a man. He's wearing very flashy pants, no shirt, and a luchador mask. And he just comes at you, and he's like just running at you, like ready to tackle.
Guys, grab him.
No, give me a strength roll. Because you can't just grab Rey Mysterio.
It's a 11.
All right. Well, I rolled a 1. So you're able to counter him and like hold him and like throw him over. He's like, I don't know his voice that well, so I can't.
It's a regular voice.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, you're going down.
Why?
Because that's what I do. I'm Rey Mysterio.
We have bigger matters here.
Do you want me to?
No.
All right, he's coming at you. He's going to try and clothesline you. I rolled a natural 20. You get clotheslined.
Okay.
Just like, just on the ground. Boom.
You know, you could accept my help at any moment right now.
Yeah. No. I guess I got to fight you then. Yeah. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to kill you, but I just got to. Actually, let me put him to sleep.
Okay.
I think you have to roll something.
Yeah, no, you roll. I don't know how much hit dice he has, but you have to roll a certain number and then try and beat his hit die.
Roll 5d8.
Yes. Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
We'll make him...
13.
Yeah.
22.
All right, that should... He traveling through dimensions is hard for anyone, even Rey Mysterio. So he gets kind of woozy and just like takes a knee for a second and then just like falls to the ground.
And I just turn to his side so he's more comfortable.
Right. You've now defeated Rey Mysterio. Congratulations.
Savaria.
I was just dancing. You clearly didn't need my help.
Why are we still here?
All right. I mean, the longer I stay here, it seems the more I get gifts, but we can leave and disappoint all these fans of ours.
Most of these fans want to kill us.
Not as much as I do. And you see in the shadows, you see a cloaked figure take off his hood. It's James Valentine.
James, I have a present for you! Look! And I take out a little vinyl Silvaria with a cast.
I thought you were going to point at him.
Do you want me to point at him?
Yes!
No. Wait, would you stop trying to kill me?
Don't do it.
We have a deal.
James could probably deal with it.
We have a deal.
No.
We have a deal.
No. James!
I will kill your brother.
Brother?
I know we haven't always seen eye to eye. Ever. And that you see yourself as better than me.
He is really handsome.
But I know you in ways that make you uncomfortable. I know the real you. What you've actually been through. And that facade you hide behind. But I know you are a man of many talents. Our friend, Silvaria, is infected with a great evil. If you help us rid her of this evil, I will return to the woods, never to be seen again. And I will allow you to take my place in Hakma.
You've killed me at least twice. You've erased...
Point at him. We have a deal.
No, wait a minute. Let him talk.
You've erased me from the timeline at least twice. Why would I ever... I'm a shell of a man.
I don't know. This goes one way. Think of all the things you've done to me. You've embarrassed me and belittled me. And you're a terrible person. You've left many children behind and they come crawling to me.
You've left more. You know how many times hundreds of troll babies show up? Dolan troll babies?
No, those were yours! The timeline's confusing, but those were yours!
While they're getting into this, I didn't hear sidebar. So can I? I've been watching I've been watching the sword and the mandolin, just like ooh yeah. But I want to start to get like notice, and then I want to start like getting people at the con and being like fight, 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 just like surrounding him and his brother now, being like fight, 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 fight.
Whatever I've done to you cannot cannot even come close to what you've done to me.
Hashtag troll ascension sword and staff have been dating on Fucked, the weapon's equivalent of Tinder. A spokesperson from the dating app arrives to announce their happy engagement and ask Doylan to lead the EDM dance off.
Okay.
Why would I ever want to have anything to do with you?
You're here
to kill you and collect on the bounty.
Oh, but okay. Side note then. We have a common thread here. I'm not even really a member of Hakma. That was kind of a ruse. I was offering you a position in the group, but they don't even really see me as a member, and neither does the outside world. Just look at the toys here. There's more of you than me. The outside world thinks you're a member more than they think I am, despite the adventures we've been on. So you collecting me as a bounty, I'm worth nothing. The outside world doesn't even care. I've been hidden in obscurity for weeks. No one noticed, but Silvaria, worth a lot.
Oh my gosh, I don't know, man. I just found your bounty sheet, and it says like 200,000
dollars. Fuck you, why are you saying these things?
Give me a persuasion roll.
Because I want to say fight.
16. Your brother. 16.
Fight.
As much as I would love to cut your head off, I can't.
Feelings.
Unlike you, I can't kill my own brother.
Oh!
I don't have it in me.
Oh, that's so stupid.
No, just a lifetime of misery and belittling and condescending. And
you erased me from time twice.
I know, he's really the evil one. It's so much fun.
Are you all just acting like you forget all the horrible things he, even as Jane did?
I
am not Jane.
You were!
Wait. I was not.
Yes, you were!
No, you
wait,
were.
Are they two separate?
Yeah, they're separate entities.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
No, they were switched genetic.
No, you erased the timeline, then it messed up and James became Jane, but then chat donated to have James himself come back. So, so they are both... It's a Will Reichert from Star Trek sort of thing. Like, there's two versions of him. One's got a goatee, one doesn't, you know.
James was turned into Jane.
Yeah.
And Jane was fucking awful.
Yeah.
So whatever it was that made Jane awful is exactly what makes James awful.
See, I think it just sounds like you really don't love your family. You gotta just find that in your heart, man. Forgive your brother for everything he did. Forgive him because he's family. He's blood.
What do you want to do here, James? What's your play?
Or fight?
I don't know. I came here. I was gonna kill you. I was gonna kill your friends.
Oh, you can't kill me. I'd like to see you try.
That was a direct threat and a challenge. Turn down the challenge?
Turn it down.
Just seeing you, I think. It's not worth it, you know?
You're not even worth killing. Did you hear that? How does that make you feel?
No,
deep inside.
See, I wouldn't say that to him. He just seems like a little bitch. It's okay.
All right. I might feel that way if I was him.
Fine, James. Enjoy the con. There's many toys in your honor.
That's true.
He grabs the Silvaria. I'm keeping this one.
I hope you enjoy it. Maybe you could put them together in the castle. You're the handsomer one. I didn't say that out loud. I mean, I did. Oh, shoot.
You can stop winking at me. I know it. I get it. He just wanders off into the crowd doing that John Wick thing.
Oh, he's so cool.
I just did that earlier. I already did that once. No one responded that way.
He's cool enough to make a bad girl good.
Yeah, that guy's pretty. I don't usually say this about dudes, but that's a good looking dude. Almost as sexy as that mandolin.
Wait, what did you say?
Nothing, don't
I? He's cool enough to make a bad girl good.
James,
ooh,
wait! James! James! I run after James.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Fucking shit.
He's lost in the crowd.
Six total.
Yeah. I mean, it's a packed convention.
Damn it.
Comic-Con show floor trying to find
him. You could give me something that James is wearing. I could find it.
I wasn't even paying attention. I couldn't even look him in the face.
Dude, well, if you can remember anything you saw.
I don't even know how he recognized me. I'm a troll baby.
If you can recognize or remember what you saw.
Yeah, he's my brother.
What are you looking for?
Oh, you mean like you can connect with me and... Oh, yes, of course I can remember his stupid fucking smug face.
Can I do a spell to like detect... Or what's it called?
Locate object?
Yeah.
What object are you
looking for? Yeah, I need an object.
Yeah.
Any object that you can remember seeing.
An object I remember
that you
seeing.
Saw him holding or something.
He was
something.
Wearing a cloak.
That good enough for?
No. You can cast locate object, but you're going to find a lot of cloaks.
I know. Maybe if you can roll history check or something in that regard, since it was history.
No, I'm okay.
Are you ready to eat a bean boozled?
And then Orphan comes walking in. Like, the bathroom lines were just crazy.
Are you okay?
I was taking a gigantic shit. What did I miss?
Oh, a lot.
I'm here now.
Oh, I was here when you...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I actually brought you out with...
My bad. Two weapons met each other, and they made sweet, sweet love. Uh-huh. And then this
you know, a lot of people don't know this, but they actually met on Forged.
Oh.
Forged, the brand new dating site for sentient weapons.
Black Staff, you should go on that.
Yeah, you know, I could go for it. Yeah, if you're looking to find love and other sentient weapons, Forged.
Are we killing the bounty hunters yet?
No, we're still at the con.
No. James made an appearance. He was so cool.
We bought some vinyl figures.
I thought I reversed the evil. You wouldn't remember this, but I thought I reversed the evil that made Silveria who she is.
What,
but
her,
all it really did
this?
Was get rid of her eyes and her tongue, which you don't even remember now. But she
no,
had
I still
that
have the eye.
Well, the slanted.
Yeah, she doesn't have
the snake.
She
eyes.
Doesn't have snake eyes or snake tongue, but you don't remember her ever having.
None of that rings any bells.
Well, it was another thing of evil. I fixed it.
You
I
know
do
what you missed out on?
Nobody ever remembers them.
A collectible vinyl figure of Silveria Thornheart, complete with a miniature castle.
Is there one of me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's Orphan.
We picked up one of each.
Wait. Is this the first time Orphan's seen himself?
Yeah. I mean, there are mirrors.
Yes, but. But has he ever really looked at himself?
Look how small I am.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
It's actually quite small, see?
Yeah, it's actually smaller than most other pop finals.
It all makes sense.
You did that
fucking
to yourself.
Shit. Are you kidding me? Dirty dishwater.
I don't even want to. Same one I got.
Oh, why?
That's a new one. That's a new flavor.
That didn't stink bomb.
Brand new flavor.
I want the peppers.
I don't know.
Ooh, there is a little. There's a nice little kick of soap at the end of it, though. I don't hate the soap part.
I think this is spoiled milk. I think it tastes like somebody
like
farted in my mouth.
Cool. Anyway.
Are they stuck to your teeth?
The bathroom here is pretty crazy.
I would say, like, at some point in the bathroom, somebody tried to kill you, but you very easily fought them off.
Yeah, I got in a bathroom fight.
You had, like, there's a whole side plot where he had a full John Wick-style bathroom fight with, like, seven different people. It was, like, crazy.
It was pretty uneventful.
But you guys were here just complaining about your families.
Well, what are we doing now? Is there any plan, any direction?
We've just been hanging out at the con, man, having a great time.
I would love to leave.
Well, why don't we hit up the food court first?
We could not.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys going to do pictures at some point?
Who are you?
Sorry, Gary, I drove you here.
Oh, yes, Gary.
I know what it's like to not be remembered either, Gary.
It's just to get a picture. We'd have to sit down here, and someone would have to paint to draw us for a long amount of time.
No, it's... people will pay you to take a picture with you. There's no point in me doing it. No one's going to want a picture with me, so.
No, right. Hey, don't say that. Come on.
It's fine. There's not even action figures of me, like, of you and everyone else.
There's not a single action figure of you. What about the one guy? He was your biggest fan.
I mean...
There's a few people that buy James Valentine's ones that paint them as Dolan. Like, they change the hair color and the cloak.
Oh, that's cool, I guess. That's pretty cool.
Hey, come on. You're great.
You're, like, almost as handsome as your brother when you're not obnoxious.
Okay, I...
What the fuck? Amir just told me. He just said, fuck off, dude. No one's like... That's a weird note to hand me.
That's a weird note.
Yeah.
Amir, why would you say that?
Jesus.
Dude, stop being such a dick, Amir.
God damn it, I'm tired of eating beans. Shut up.
The disgusting flavors still stuck on my teeth.
There's still one toothpaste.
All right.
You have, you have to eat one when you go out of character.
I guess now that you're back, we should kill the person who wants to kill us.
Yes. I figured you guys would have done that by now.
No, we're waiting for you.
Oh.
Hashtag GM Dolan won the Troll Con Trivia Hops contest and gets 1 million troll teeth.
The fuck?
And the winner of the contest of Troll Hunters, Troll Con Trivia Hop is... Dolan?
What?
Yes, it is actually me, Dolan. I know I look like a troll baby, but it's me, Dolan.
Oh.
I look like a troll baby right now, but it's me. I win.
Like usual.
I didn't even enter. I don't know how this is happening, but I've never had anything in
How
my
do
life.
We keep winning contests that we're not in?
What are you talking about? I love these things.
And everyone's cheering, like, Dolan, Dolan, Hackmer, Hackmer. And then you see...
I like you guys.
You see somebody step out, and he's like... Well, well, well.
Who's this?
I've got you finally all where I want you.
Wait,
is my crossbow light of warning glowing?
Who's this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is a bad person.
A Takan.
My name is Doug.
Doug?
And I told you to leave me a good review on the review board, and you never did for my carriage service.
What?
I left you one.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't remember you.
Yeah. Doug, I remember you.
Oh,
you were great.
Doug.
Yeah, well, why didn't you leave a review? I lost that gig.
Time.
My girlfriend left me.
Wait,
is that...
I have something for you. It's a collectible of Savaria thrown out complete with a miniature castle.
Give me a persuasion check.
Wow. Wow, you're like the worst kind of people.
I only got a... not very good.
When people don't like you, give them things.
Of yourself.
Nine.
I'm going to start carrying around pictures of my own face.
I don't need a collectible, because I will soon have all of your hearts. It pulls out a little dagger. It's time.
Wait, hold on. I'm starting to understand what you did here. You invited us here because you thought, oh, it's a troll con. We'll be outnumbered. You'll put this big bounty on us. But what you weren't expecting is like a lot. We're almost like Ted Bundys to these people, and people do love their Ted Bundys. And we're
very
like
attractive.
Famous here, and people love us. And I feel like they'd actually protect us here if we asked them to.
Yes, I have a bodyguard. Look, and I point to Gorby.
Yeah, he goes, you shall not touch a hair on my head.
Who's a part of Hackmore too?
He'll die too. He'll die screaming like all of you.
I don't think so.
Is that a regular dagger?
Yeah.
So the stage that announced for me to come up and collect my prize, am I close to a microphone?
Yeah.
Hello? Everyone out there?
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Troll Baby Dolan. Thank you so much for all your welcome wishes, all the prizes, the cosplays. Hackmer is forever grateful. And this man here is trying to kill us.
What?
So, if you like Hackmer and you want us to continue doing Hackmer things, stop this man.
You see people just, the crowd descend on him. He's like, no. And then you just hear screaming as like literally pieces are being torn off of him. Like you see like a leg and an arm as he just like ripped asunder.
Whoops.
That was really evil. I like that. You did a good job.
We did forget to leave him a review. It would feel kind of bad.
We could do it now.
Can we still leave him one?
Yeah,
I think it expired.
Post-mortem.
No. I don't think it really matters right now.
Post-mortal.
But it'll send little Savari of action figures to his family. Or
I don't
survivors.
Think that's appropriate. Oh, wow, guys, look. They have a special edition vinyl of Doug getting trampled by all the con people already out.
What? These artisans are so clever.
I would like to search his body to see if there's any clues on his body of possibly a family left behind.
Most of him has been just torn asunder and eviscerated, and there's not much left. But let's see. Give me a perception roll.
22.
He has a wedding ring on you find part of his arm, and you see that there's a wedding ring. If you look at it and inspect it, you see to my lovely Doug from Esmeralda.
Gary! Gary, are you still here?
Yeah.
Gary.
# GM troll baby Dolan's face gasps. His diaper becomes even warmer and Mr. Piano Man notices he needs a diaper change and does so.
Looks like you are in need of a change, baby troll. I don't know a lot about trolls, but when a troll baby gun crapped itself, I like to fix it.
You pooped your pants. You boo-booed. You got that. He had to do-do-do-do.
No, I'm not actually a troll baby. I just look like one.
Well, you just boo-booed your pants.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
I was in the moment of... I was trying to do something good.
While I'm changing his diaper, can I, like, sneeze and then drop it all over him, too? So I'm like, oh, no.
And then it
all just breaks and it's everywhere.
It's only an illusion. So it would seem like that, but it's like, So he changes your diaper. You're too embarrassed to continue on, and the rest of you.
So I just stopped that line of conversation. I was trying to do a good thing.
What were you trying to do, little baby, little poo poo baby, little poo poo papa?
You got little shitsies in your pantsies.
Yes,
got little shitsies in your pantsies. Yay. A little bit in your pants.
Somebody stinky.
Can we leave? I'm done with that con.
I take my bag of money. I put up a middle finger.
He's just leaving without us.
He'll be back. He's not in the void.
He's probably going to be hiding in a bush.
A bush?
And we'll be able to smell him.
You guys.
Why are you talking like he's not? You don't have to baby talk anymore.
I know.
Why are you baby talking us?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Bush.
Are you making fun of the fact that I haven't hit my reverse growth spurt yet?
No. That
bush.
Are you making fun of the fact that I haven't hit my reverse growth?
No.
Oh, you haven't hit your reverse growth spurt yet? What a loser.
I think you're actually making fun of the fact that I haven't hit my reverse growth spurt yet.
What do you want to do about
it? I want to leave.
It?
Cons make me tense.
All right. So you leave. You guys maybe stay, do your photos, rip out teeth, or visit or leave. Eventually, you all make it back to the castle, and you guys can read your reviews.
Yay! Oh,
wow. I feel like I didn't contribute much this week. I'm sorry.
Well, you were hiding in a bush.
What's a boosh? What is a...
It's a con name for a huge bathroom line.
A boosh. Yes, I was hiding in the boosh.
I was hiding in the boosh.
And I was taking a poo-poo in the boosh.
Why are you talking to me like this? Okay. I'm not a baby. You're a baby.
What are the reviews?
Let's read these reviews.
All right.
Is there corn flavor?
There's the first one is from Gaika. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yep.
That says, these Vakmer guys were so stuck up at this con, they would not even sign my arm when I met them in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was a little weird. I wouldn't sign her arm.
Did you run into him while you were taking that dump?
I did, yep.
He came right in the stall, didn't he?
Yes.
It was so inappropriate.
See that?
I said, get out of my stall, I'm taking a poop.
This?
And that's how the story goes.
Did you lock your stalls?
No, why would I lock them? I'm not afraid, if that's what you're asking. I'm not scared.
Accepting all challenges.
Anyone can come in and challenge me. What?
Damn it.
I'm trying to wrap it up. But
I'm sorry, you asked.
Trying to save you guys. Vic writes, I bet Zach never thought a hand injury would cause him so much grief. Let's see.
Two dead fish in a row.
Was that supposed to be an... Oh. Okay. I get it.
It's funny because he had an actual hand injury. And I don't know if you saw, but it was on my dick for like 20 minutes.
Arsenal Roy
writes... It was in the bush.
Arsenal Roy writes, TrollCon is the best convention I've ever seen. All hail Silvaria. 1,000 out of 100, out of 10.
What?
I'm coming back next year.
Dave Malters. I hope I'm butchering that. I apologize. Emmanuel versus Mysterio was it was an amazing match. 5 out of 5 stars. If this were in Tokyo Dome, it would get 6 stars.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won.
Cool.
Yeah, he beat Rey Mysterio using magic like a wuss. But,
no,
you know, that's,
I don't know.
Barking Darrow writes, can I get a refund for my knockoff Dolan vinyl figure that I got scammed into buying? 10 out of 10.
No refunds.
Okay. And then we got Uber Baldy coming on and saying, I would like to join the catastrophe of, or cacophony of voices asking for vinyl figure versions of the most tragic Hackmer victims. The courageous and roguish Troll Zomber Baldy. This figure would be a must-have for any Hackmer completionist. 4 out of 9 Dolans agree. And that's the reviews we got.
4 out of 9, you say? It's like 42% or something.
Well, you know, you went off into the bush.
The what?
The bush.
Yes, the bathroom line. Thank you for guiding us. It's been a pleasure.
It's been so totally normal.
What a fun time I had.
And I just want to thank everybody for tuning into Hyper RPG all week long. And we have a special thing going on tomorrow.
This
that's
weekend
right.
Over.
Field day.
Memorial
it's a special
day.
Hyperdrive. Field day hyperdrive.
Full day at a park tomorrow. Everybody's going to get sunburned and tired, and it's going to be a great time.
I already bought a potato sack race thing.
Nerf guns. You said that?
Nerf guns. I actually upgraded our package. We have over 400 bullets. For our Nerf guns.
That's a lot of bullets.
Yes. We got dodge balls.
What do we get charged we per bullet that we can't find when we return them?
No, we don't have to return them. That's why I bought more.
Wait, you don't have to return the Nerf bullets?
Nope.
When you buy Nerf bullets, you just get to keep them.
Yes. It's going to be a blast
that
tomorrow.
Doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. Wait, so you rent the Nerf bullets, but you don't have to return
them?
No, the
you rent
bullets.
The guns.
It's like paintball. You know, you rent the gun, but you get the paint. You pay for the paint.
Whoa.
Weird. Well, we should still try to
we're
going to
have a blast tomorrow.
It's going to be so much fun. Tell all your friends. Make sure to get the word out. We need all your help getting the word out about hyperdrives. I know it's been hard to get the word out lately on those, so please do tell everyone. I'm going to be doing an Are You Afraid of the Dark RPG outside over here tomorrow night, at the end of the night. And H-Bomb... So today we figured out how to do this. We're doing... it's within the world of the Phobos saga, and H-Bomb, Liam, is coming back to reprise his role from Kolok as a member of the Midnight Society, and we will be doing a tie-in to that. And Malika's going to be on it, Alyssa is going to be on it, correct? And
OMG Chomp.
OMG Chomp. And we'll confirm some more people tomorrow, but it's going to be a ton of fun. And that's going to be how we end out the night, but we have like a full like 8 hours of outdoor excitement tomorrow.
Yep.
At a hula hoop contest.
Me and Malika are going to throw down. We're going to see who the better hooper is.
My hula hoops that I got, they light up. Preemie hula hoops.
I feel really bad about this. I understand, wifey. I believe in you, but you've never seen Lucas hula hoop.
You've never seen me hula hoop.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to take this guy down.
Who going to stop me, huh?
Lucas, I feel like this is one of his weird college party tricks where he would like just do it in bars.
This is one of my weird lifetime tricks.
I literally did
do
this in bars.
I'm a lifetime hula hooper.
There's a hula hoop contest at Big Whiskey's in Springfield, Missouri.
I've won it so many times.
I've used to watch so many TV shows, entire episodes with this hula hoop.
I'll tell you what's fun is doing it against like the Missouri State cheerleaders. They get up there, they think they're good, and I'm like, you haven't seen these hips yet.
I heard from Lucas he can't even hula hoop on his arm.
I can't. I didn't because. The hips. Really?
Check the shoulder action, baby!
That's pretty good.
Tune in to Hyperdrive tomorrow, noon to midnight.
Live Clue
Pacific
RPG,
time.
Live Detective Pikachu RPG with two Pikachus. We have a Matt Acevedo Pikachu and a Christina V Pikachu. Because Christina was like, I want to play Pikachu too. And Lucas said, okay.
It's, Matt's kind of doing, you know what? You're fine. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We already casted Matt, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, it'll be a good time. It's going to be a fun day.
Yes, for the word. Bye.
Bye.
Is that it? Bye.